You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
The following program is produced in a timeshare agreement with Civic Media. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect those of Civic Media. Enjoy.
Opening weekend.
The big one.
It's also outrageous weekend.
Yeah, love it.
Did you see this on Instagram?
Go ahead.
Here, watch it.
He wore a cheese head to his own wedding reception.
Yes, he did.
He doesn't shovel snow in the winter. He negotiates with it.
This is the most Wisconsin man in the world.
He once caught a walleye using a bratwurst. Still bratwurst. Warm off the George Foreman. He's never worn sunscreen, only melted cheese.
Oh, okay.
Thinks negative 10 degrees Fahrenheit is a bit brisk and has never had frostbite.
Okay.
He deep fried his wedding ring and proposed with ranch.
He deep fried his wedding ring.
He owns three snowblowers. Their names are Brett, Aaron, and Jordan, and apparently all own the Bears. His favorite love language, cheese curds.
Now.
He's been banned from three county fairs for over-enthusiastic polka dancing.
Yeah, good for him.
I like this guy.
He's legally married to the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, all right. I dig that.
He is the most Wisconsin man in the world.
Well, go back,
go. Go back, go. And he lives right here in Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
This is the Wausau Business Show. And now, here are your Granite Peak Shredding, Muskie Hunting, Melissa Langben Levin, Brad Emanuel Groupies, Ryan and Paul.
The Wausau Business Show.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning.
That guy lived in Wausau, Wisconsin, USA. I think there's plenty of us. I say us. Men like that.
I think there's 10,000 of those guys in Wausau.
Episode number 61. It's the Wausau Business Show. We are open for business. I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
Paul, who we got coming up on the show this week? Exciting stuff.
Yeah, this week we got very exciting stuff. We got Blake Opal, and I hope I hit this right.
Go ahead.
Wahusky.
Yep, I think that's correct.
It's like a combination of Wausau and Husky.
That's what he told us.
Yeah,
that's executive director
at the Marathon County Historical Society.
Yeah, and I can't wait for him to tell us he's going to bring a game with him.
Okay.
It's not really a board game. It's a game show
trivia
type thing.
Game trivia or something. Game, yeah.
It's going to be Blake's top three Marathon County / Wausau historical facts.
I hope we have time for it.
That's coming up. But we're going to start today with some big WAOW TV news about Byron Allen, the owner of WAOW TV 9. Remember when they let Melissa Langben go? They Melissa Langben had to retire with Eric Morotek, and
right.
That was a big deal. And there's some big news coming out of WAOW.
Does it involve Byron Allen, the famous late night guy? whatever show he's got.
Former
going on.
Comedian Owen
Former
Jones.
Comedian.
Owen Jones from Jones Real Estate and Tommy Docs, and he's got a whole other bunch of different entrepreneurial things that he does. He's going to come by.
Okay.
We're going to talk to him, and then he's going to make a little bit of an announcement about WAOW TV 9.
Can't wait.
So that's coming up on the Wausau Business Show. And Paul, we've got a friend of a friend competition. You know, we've been talking about this for months.
Right.
It's winding down now. We're about to give the $10,000 first place prize.
Yeah, and all we need is those four people to get to 40,000.
Yeah, we need four people to move here to get to that even flat 40,000.
Yeah, that's all we're looking for.
I like to move it.
But the friend of a friend competition, we got a problem. The problem is it's tied. All the contestants have recruited approximately one person to move to Wausau.
That's and we're, better than zero.
I don't know what to do now. There aren't any rules or stipulations, so I thought maybe we'd have all the contestants come in
and do some other sort of contest. Maybe,
yeah, we could play poker for the. But they could negotiate with each other on how they wanted to split their winnings, or I don't know. But we'll be touching on that coming up in a future episode of the Wausau Business Show. And one new IHOP Applebee's hybrid restaurant.
Oh, good.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I heard they merged.
What is going on there?
I don't know.
Did you stop by at all and like check it out? I don't think it's open yet.
I haven't checked it out. I've never been a huge fan of IHOP or Applebee's, but
Applebee's,
I check
when
it out.
First opened, Applebee's was hot.
Yeah, the neighborhood place, I think they called it.
Used to go there quite a bit. shit.
Yeah, that was
back like 25 years ago.
Good happy hour, I guess.
Sure.
And then it kind of appetizer specials
dwindled off, and yeah, COVID crushed it a little bit too. But a little peculiar that they're like merging with IHOP somehow now. It's a Frankenstein merger between IHOP slash Applebee's.
Kind of feels off.
Like one, I don't know, facade is Applebee's, and the other
that's
facade.
How they're doing it?
Yeah, you didn't see that. No. Yeah, like you walk around and one side, you look at the front and it's like, oh, I'm at IHOP. And then you go to the other side. Oh, it looks just like an Applebee's.
So they didn't merge the branding. They kept them separate, but they're in the same building.
Yeah, and I don't know if they're two separate restaurants in the same building.
Two separate kitchens, maybe? I don't know.
Just the same thing. And you go in and you order from either menu, which would be totally awkward. I think Applebee's is the one that gets the short end of the stick on this one. I mean, would you rather be Applebee's or IHOP? If I was Applebee's, I'd be like, this kind of sucks. I gotta be married to IHOP?
Yeah, they're pulling me down, man.
A little bit,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Seems like a real brand. Branding nightmare, but who knows?
What do we know?
Yeah. Anyway, Bird City, USA. It's Artrageous Weekend, Bird and Art. And we'll be right back with Owen Jones.
On the Hot One.
On the Hot FM. The Wausau Business Show.
I'd sing along with the birds. I'd sing along if I only knew the words. I'd sing along with the birds if I only.
Tuned into the Wausau Business Show.
What does it take to run a successful business? It takes incredible courage to start at the beginning, incredible grit to achieve success, incredible determination to sustain results, and incredible perseverance to leave a legacy. But most importantly, it takes an incredible local partner dedicated to helping you achieve your goals. At Incredible Bank, we are that partner. Let us help your business do the incredible. Incredible Bank. Member FDIC.
The Wausau Business Show. Our house in the middle of our street. Our house in the middle of our street. Our house in the middle of our street.
Someone tells you that you've got to move
in the middle of our street.
Father gets up late for work.
It's the Wausau Business Show. I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
Please welcome Owen Jones.
Hey, Owen.
Thank you, guys.
He just bowed a little bit. So,
that's
Owen,
what you do when you get a round of applause.
That's true.
You have some like really interesting TV9 WAOW news, but before we get into that, I kind of wanted to tee this up. You are the owner of Jones Real Estate Group, which is on the 400 block right there. Beautiful logo, beautiful branding.
Thank you.
One of the best in the area, so we wanted to talk to you about that. And then you're also the president and CEO of Tommy Docs, which sells docs on the internet.
Correct.
And you had a kick-ass video that I assume it went viral.
I got a
your
lot.
Your daughter's
of,
in it, I think?
Yeah. We joke because like I have a son now too, and he wasn't born yet for that video. So we're like, we got to do another one and include both of them. And
take two,
And you had like a can of Point beer in there, which I thought was cool.
Yeah. So we hired to do that video. We hired 1,000 lumens out of Point.
Okay.
It was like kind of a student born marketing kind of firm specializing in videography and that kind of thing.
Okay.
And so I just, you know, we were just talking to different people about it and wanted to do something kind of organic and kind of funny, which is our, you know, our personality. We're just laid back.
Yeah.
And so we wanted that to be reflected in it. And
mission accomplished.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Those guys, I mean, you could tell they got it right away.
Yeah.
And so long and short of it is they've done a lot of work for Point Brewery.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it was one of those like easy, low hanging fruit kind of things where they're like, yeah, we can bring Point. We don't have to cover it. Like
kind of a smart ass edge to it.
And, yeah. It was great.
Yeah. It was good. So how did Tommy Docs, was that an acquisition for you or how did you
get it? Yeah. So I got, you know, I graduated from college in 2012 and it was kind of a rough.
From Platteville?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And
with honors, little, by the way.
Oh, thank nice. You.
Okay. Sorry to interrupt.
Very honorable.
Yeah.
And so the only like decent job I got offered was Epic Software to be a project manager.
Yeah.
And it was like 98% travel. And it's not like I was going to Miami. I was going to like Kearney, Nebraska.
Sure.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, it wasn't cool travel, let's be clear. So I was like, yeah, I don't know if I want to do that. Things were getting pretty serious. serious with my now 10-year wife.
Nice. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Bachelor of Science in Business Administration and Management is what you went to school for.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yep. Yeah. So I specialized a little bit. I did an emphasis in marketing as well.
Cool.
And so, yeah, I've worn a lot of hats through the years, but ended up starting my real estate business.
First. Right out of college.
Yep.
Okay.
And at the time, nobody was really leveraging the internet in any way, like in any meaningful way in our area.
For real estate specifically.
Yeah. Okay. So I kind of like...
It was around 2012.
Like Zillow and Trulia and these companies that were really just starting out back then, I owned basically all of the viewership.
Yeah. You had all the organic traffic. Yes. Okay.
And so it became like I could sell things really fast also because I had all that traffic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I also got a ton of leads. And so it grew really fast. And in 2015, I was getting a little burnt out on the volume.
Yeah, lot to handle.
Working alone?
Real estate, working alone. Okay. And real estate's tough. Like
it's a real grind, yeah.
Well, it's Saturday, Sunday. Yeah. It's just
evenings.
I got real good at golf because typically from like noon to 3 every day is your window of, you're done doing contract work in the morning and you haven't started showings yet for people after work.
Yeah.
So I just would play 9 or 18 holes like every day. So I got real good at golf. So that was the one positive.
Upside,
I was just talking to a realtor and she's like, yeah, I had a showing and nobody came. So I had to throw all the cookies away.
Aww.
I mean, did you ever have that kind of scenario?
That was really common back then.
Yeah, okay.
It's not shows?
Yeah. It was nothing like it is today. I mean, it was very common to do an open house and put a bunch of marketing material out there and have not even one party show up or one party show up. And so that part was a little discouraging.
Yeah. Whereas like today, it's hard. It takes 2 days to sell a house in Wausau, doesn't it? Or something like that?
Yeah. I mean, back then as a buyer's market, with a buyer agent, you were like a king.
Yeah.
You were walking around like, we'll see, we'll consider your house,
Yeah.
And now today it's just like, what do you need?
Yeah.
Like, what do you want?
Do I have to get in a bidding war for this?
Like, bring your checkbook with.
It? Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah.
I mean, do you anticipate that continuing that trend, or is it going to slow down? Even with the high interest rates, it's crazy that people are...
The issue stems from the Great Recession from 2008.
So reverberating from that.
Yeah. So what happened there is you had a lot of contractors that went under because they had, a dozen spec homes and all of a sudden they couldn't sell them for what they owed on them.
Okay. Yeah.
And it was not long before that burn rate ate up all their,
inventory,
dry powder or whatever. And that was the end of that.
Right.
And so a lot of those guys that went under did come back to the industry, but they came back as subs.
Okay.
So they would be like, I'll come back and build, but I'm just going to do decks.
I'm
just going to do siding.
Right.
I don't want to spec homes. I don't want to own the whole project.
Yeah.
And I don't ever want to be back in that position again. Well, that's a problem because what's happened since then is for every 20 retired contractors, we have 7 entering the marketplace.
Jeez, okay.
So it's not keeping up. It's going the opposite way. And so you fast forward over a decade and we built basically, depending on what resource you look at, between 7 and 9 million too few living units.
Throughout the United States.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, that's a big number.
What does that equate to specifically in our area, would you say?
I mean, I would say it's definitely in the thousands.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's a lot of apartments going up now suddenly when you look around, which is great because you can't build a community without places for people to move to.
Yeah.
But what brings people to Wausau as a realtor? You're showing how many houses a day? How many?
Yeah.
Do you have in the market right now?
Yeah. So, full disclosure, I haven't really been involved in selling homes in a long time. I'm my own best client.
Okay.
I've been my own best client for a while. So I buy a lot of multifamily and mini storage and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
But, at any given time, I mean, our agents usually have, 50 to 70 listings. I have 12 agents that work there.
Yeah.
Your firm has
50 to 70
at
any one given time. Why do people come here usually, would you say, to Wausau?
Well, I mean, I think it's a standard of living thing. It's the same reason we live here, right?
Yeah.
Is we can be bigger fish in a smaller pond and have more influence and make a bigger impact on things.
Yeah, right.
And I think that resonates with a lot of people. I mean, your income levels, although lower here, are, your cost of living is even that much lower, right?
So,
yeah.
Paul talks about that a lot.
Yeah.
Childcare was how much less? from Chicago?
It was exactly half. Yeah. It was half as much. It was a very pleasant surprise when we moved here.
You didn't believe it, I remember.
I didn't believe it.
Yeah.
I'm like, it'll be a little cheaper, but it was half.
That's insane.
Yeah. So when you're selling homes, is it typically people that are buying and upgrading or moving from one neighborhood to the next in Wausau, or is it people from moving from out of town in?
Yeah, so it's a lot. There's a lot of outbound traffic coming in.
Okay.
I know that, like, I hear the narrative that Wausau's, you know, getting smaller or something, and that's just categorically false.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're only four away from 40,000.
That's right.
I mean, it's a metro area. Let's not pretend that Weston and Schofield and Rothschild
aren't part of Wausau.
Completely separate.
No one knows where one ends and the other begins.
Right.
So I think that's a little misleading. When you look at Marathon County's population, we're growing at a healthy 2.5 to 3% a year, which is faster than most of the counties in the state of Wisconsin. So that's really the indicator I look at, because let's face it, in Marathon County, what market is there other than Wausau? Not really anything.
Right. Yeah. And when you say Wausau, you mean Schofield and Weston and all the
other metro area.
Yes. We're generous with it.
Which we don't get credit for. It's funny because, you know, certain companies look at the Wausau market and they're like, oh, that's only 40,000 people. Like,
that's Red Lobster.
You know, it's not.
Dang it. Google it.
It's not something that is easily, you know, find outable. But then, so then you get into Jones Realty and beautiful branding, awesome website.
Yeah.
But then Tommy Docs. Yeah. Comes around. How did that happen?
Yeah, so I bought that in 2015.
Now in retailers like Home Depot, Lowe's, Fleet Farm, Camping World, Cabela's, Ace Hardware, with 200% growth over the past 4 years and a roadmap for 400% more.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's been good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're about 10 times bigger than when I bought it.
Wow, 10 times, did you say? Wow.
So, so it's been really good.
You bought it from the founders?
No, I bought it from Connie Curran, who bought it in 07 from Tom Southers.
Okay.
That's the true Tommy.
Hey, Tommy.
Got it.
Now we got to the Tommy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tom would be happy. Got some cred here.
Yeah.
But yeah, Connie was not a friend of mine. I just put some feelers out there in 2015 to some broker friends and some people that were kind of networked and just said, look, you know, I'm interested in buying a business that's not real estate related.
Mm-hmm.
Just to diversify and, you know, potentially get a little bit better work, you know, life ratio going on.
Yeah.
And so a friend of mine brought it to me. You know, I signed the NDA. They plopped it down on my lap and I'd heard of it. You know, I'd used the brackets installing like my grandparents' dock and, you know, stuff when I was a kid. And so I was like, oh, I'm familiar. Like, I've heard of it.
Yeah.
But, you know, the branding was straight out. It was started in 1987 and it still looked like it, you know, not in a good way.
Out of 87.
No offense, Tommy.
Yeah. And so anyway, you know, I naively thought, oh, I can rebrand this and I can go online and do all this stuff and I'm gonna disrupt the whole industry.
Yeah.
And so that's what I did, you know, young whippersnapper, whatever.
That was in 2016.
Yeah, early 2016. And sales pulled back and I thought I made a huge whiff.
Yeah. Okay.
Oops.
Like it was your Cracker Barrel mistake?
Yeah. It was a little, exactly. Okay. Yeah. Too soon.
Yeah.
But yeah. So anyway, the end of 16, I was like, I doubled down on it, on the concept. And then 17, it just took off.
So you're like, oh.
It took a little time. There was a little delay.
You're like, oh crap. I may have screwed up here. Things aren't going in the right direction for me after all this rebranding and re-strategizing. I'm doubling down.
Yeah.
That's it. Take some guts, man.
Yeah. How did you double down?
Yeah. So I just, you know, there were some things I'd held back on because I thought I was being conservative about my approach to it. And I just realized, like, I got to go all in on this concept. Uh-huh. So one of the things that blew us up, really, quite frankly, the thing that did blow us up was this concept of going back to the beginning when I did research, I Googled, you know, boat docks. Like, what do you find? You know, lake house docks. You know, I was just trying to do some basic market research.
Yeah, right.
And I find these websites and they were like really nice looking websites and they had great lifestyle images, but it was like, how do I buy it? How much is this?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Where's the information?
Contact a retailer.
And it's like punch in your zip code. Right, and Hank's Marina will call you.
Yeah.
Like, who's Hank? I don't like, you know, and so there was no transparency. And that's kind of what the video was about, right? Is making fun of that.
Yeah.
It doesn't, you don't know if you're getting the same price as the guy that just walked out.
Yeah.
Right.
There's no transparency.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I think we can do like pre-built packages that are everything you need that's in the photo.
Yep.
One click buy, add to cart. You can add a ladder. You can add bumpers or LEDs or whatever.
Yeah.
You can add on, you know, and check out.
Are you manufacturing these things?
Yeah. So, well, we do, we call them, it's light fabrication and assembly.
Yeah. Okay.
So we partner with like Crystal Finishing for some of our extrusions.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
A company called HMG Horizon Manufacturing Group out of Lake Mills. They do all of our rotomolding.
Okay. Wow.
We try to keep as much as we can, not just in the US, but in Wisconsin specific.
Very cool.
We're kind of like a little bit Wisconsin pride.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
And you have a beautiful new facility off of 29 a nice, beautiful pond in front of it with a Tommy duck hanging out. Yeah.
It worked out. Weston was very shocked when I was like, yeah, we want the lot with the pond. And they were like, what, are you going to fill it in? I'm like, no, we want the pond.
Yeah. We need the pond.
Yeah. And they're like, what? I'm like, we're a dock company. They're like, oh, by some miracle, you found a company that actually wants that pond. Yeah,
right. So how many employees are you guys up to now?
Yeah. So there's obviously some seasonality to it. Right. So year round, we're at around 15 to 18. But then during season, we'll ramp up to like 25 to 30. Just depending.
Cool. Do-it-yourself installation available nationwide.
Yeah. So we're sold in all 50 states in Canada. In fact, we just did one in Pearl Harbor as part of the display of some kind. I don't want to misspeak. Yeah. Something to do with the
We
the
get Pearl depressing real quick here. We could get very depressing very quickly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
what's the Meridian Capital then?
Yeah. So I started.
He's got.
They keep coming.
I mean, it's just we got a managing partner of Cirrus Property Management. You got Meridian Capital going on. You got Tommy Docs.
We got resumes scattered Jones, across the table right now.
It's a mile long here.
It's a little. There's a few hats.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Meridian Capital is just a private equity firm that I funded for real estate acquisitions.
Okay.
So.
And you're buying single family homes or what are you
multifamily into? Mostly, side by side duplexes. So like the business model is pretty simple. It's just, we look for like 1980s to early 2000s multifamily.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Something that is quote unquote modern construction. So it's Romex for the you're not getting knob and tube wiring. You're not getting fuel oil heat or something. what I mean? You're not getting some of those things that you would right away have to change.
Marks on the wall when you have oil.
Exactly.
Growing up as a kid.
Scrape it, right?
Hassle. Yeah.
You can renovate them pretty reliably. That budget works pretty well. And then you can basically be in it with, 40 cents on the dollar from new construction. Able to get 90 cents in the dollar rent.
And then your property management company handles all that.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. So
you've got a team of people that kind of manages. Yeah,
I'm trying to weave this together.
You've got
here.
A team of...
I delegate people. A lot, to be
but
fair.
The property management team manages the properties that are owned by Meridian Capital.
That's correct.
And Jones Real Estate can then sell or buy those properties. And then Tommy Docs...
They don't all
come with a pond or a lake, do they?
Well, it's funny is the... I built townhomes on Radke Street here in Schofield on the lake.
Oh.
And we're doing dock slips there. I'm like, I know a guy. I'll hook this up.
I got a guy.
Yeah.
Where were you born and raised?
I was born and raised here in Rothschild.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So local. I did go. I lived in Houston, Texas for almost 5 years.
Yeah, I saw that.
Went to U of H. Mm-hmm. Ended up coming back. My mom got really sick back then. And so I came back and kind of fell in love with the place again.
Yeah, you know the feeling.
You know what I mean? I left and I was 18. I'm like, I'm never going back. And
boomeranger.
And it's like you live, in the fourth largest metro area in the U.S. for 5 years and you kind of scratch that itch.
Yep.
And then when I would come back and visit, I was like, every time I come back and whether it was Christmas or sometime in the summer, usually in the summer, it would really hit me.
Yeah.
Because, I'm going from 105 in Houston and humid to coming here and it's, 65 at night in front of a campfire. Yeah. And I'm like, man, dude, this is...
Maybe I ought to come back, right?
Yeah. This place is great. Yeah.
I was talking to somebody about moving home and they're like, I realized I would come back and visit the area, and I would feel so nostalgic to my childhood. And I realized it's not a feeling of nostalgia that I feel. It's that I actually miss this place.
Yeah.
That's what you're feeling.
And that's when I decided to move home.
You're homesick.
Yeah. You're not nostalgic. You're homesick.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
100%. So then you came back and then it's all worked out. And your mom?
It's been good. Yeah.
You moved back because of your mom though.
I did way back. So that was like 2010.
Okay. Did everything work out?
No, she passed away from cancer.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. It's been a long time now.
Yeah.
But it was a good decision to come back and spend some time with her.
Yeah.
And obviously, I have other family here. So it was really like... kind of all those things. But yeah. I was falling in love with it again.
Yeah.
It's, you know.
Where did you go to high school?
So I went to Northland Lutheran, actually.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, small class, 60 kids or something like that. Still stay in touch with a lot of the, that's kind of what's cool about going to a small school is like,
you know them all.
Yeah.
But then now you also are in like all sorts of stuff. So you're in branding, clearly a passionate entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Passionate about the area. And you were in Windsor Drive.
Yes, sir.
Which I think toured around. I don't want to be quizzed on Windsor Drive, but I know
some of their songs. We did quite a bit. So during college, I did a lot of college remotely.
Okay.
Because like we toured Japan and we toured full US and Canada.
No kidding.
Many times.
Yeah. Because I was going to mention, like, you know, you have the kind of rock star look going today.
Oh, do I?
Yeah. You got the jean jacket going.
Kinda, it kind of sticks with you. I think.
You're so rock star, you don't even know it.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, has anybody ever told you kind of look like a young Rick Astley?
I like that.
Have you gotten that before?
I haven't.
No.
Actually. I usually get Michael C. Hall. That's
okay. I can see that.
But Windsor Drive, I mean, was no bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, it was an awesome run. You know, some of the craziest memories, you know, we did Warped Tour and we toured with a ton of different artists. We played with Chris Allen and some of those guys that won American Idol.
Yeah.
And, you know, Imagine Dragons and a lot of big artists. And it was, I mean, I wouldn't trade it for anything. I think it's made me a really well-rounded person.
Yeah.
Because you just, that traveling, that experience, you just can't replicate that really any other way.
Right.
You meet so many people and just like different markets and cities and cultures. And it was a blast. I mean, we had a ton of fun. And our singer, Kip, is still a professional musician. So he's like a hired gun. So he'll play for larger artists and be backing vocals and keys still. But the other guys have all settled down with families.
So what years, you formed it in 2008, but what year were you like touring in Japan?
Toured Japan and I actually owned my real estate business when we toured to Japan. That was 2014 or 2013.
I can't believe, are you still getting royalties off of this music?
We do actually, you know, cause we did sign a record deal in Japan and one in Europe as well. And so that was really cool. Like going to Japan, you know, we were there almost a month and that was an awesome experience. Yeah. They love American culture and music and movies and all that stuff. And
right.
Is your wife Japanese or?
No.
Okay.
No, but yeah. I will say we were there over Thanksgiving and we were all feeling a little homesick on Thanksgiving. Like, man, I could go for a cheeseburger or something.
Yeah.
You know, like something that makes me feel normal again. Yeah. You know, or something.
For sure.
But the culture's awesome. I mean, it's just, it's kind of a cool perspective because we're so loud in America.
Yeah. Right.
And they're so respectful and
They bow all the time.
Well, and they're just quiet. It's kind of strange because like you go to New York City and you're, you know, going through a crosswalk, everybody's yelling, you can barely hear anything, there's horns beeping.
Yeah.
You go to Japan and you're in Shinjuku in Tokyo and it's even busier than Times Square.
Right.
And it's just the sound of people walking.
That would be weird.
It's eerie.
Yeah.
And then, we're not used to that. Us Americans are talking over everybody, you know.
And
you play.
Shut the
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Didn't have to beep that, Paul. Good job.
Thanks. Yeah.
And you play drums in Windsor Drive.
Yes.
Do you still practice?
I do still play, but I don't play live. I do still keep my chops, I guess.
Yeah,
but
for the kids.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Cool. What a life.
Yeah. A lot going on, man.
Yeah. What do you do in your downtime, Owen? Because you don't seem to have much.
Two kids, one on the way.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah.
I mean, what's your home life like? You get home late at night?
I've done a pretty good job of balancing it now. I mean, I've hired a lot of, you know, I've been really blessed to be able to hire people under me and really good people, operations people that like That's really key. Help me manage stuff and keep my hands around it.
Yep.
I mean, I could really use an admin, but I'm pretty sure that it would be a full-time job for me to just delegate to the admin what I
yeah.
like. I how don't many know.
People I'll just do it.
How many people are in all these organizations?
The whole sphere? That's a great question.
And include your fans.
Oh, yeah.
Millions.
Of millions. Yeah.
I hope it's millions.
Yeah. We'll be after this interview.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
But but seriously, how many people do you have in all the organizations combined? Roughly?
You know, it's probably like, it's not an insane number, 60 or 70
that's
people.
That's legit.
I mean, like that's a lot of people though that have working for you.
Yeah. And now you called the other day and I wanted to get to this part.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You're looking to make a run. You said, do you know that WAOW is for sale? Byron Allen wants to sell it.
That like was
we
quick.
We yep. called it. We totally called
that
it
a year ago.
Yeah. And you want to take a run at it.
Yeah. Well, I think
bring back Melissa Langben or
seriously though, I think it would be awesome. Like, I want to respect the fact she retired, but I also want to
retired in quotes.
Yeah. But I also want to go to Melissa and say, look, would you be interested in like a show once a week?
Oh, cool.
Or something. You know?
Yeah. Weekends with Melissa.
Something. Yeah. You know, Wednesdays, something fun. Yeah.
Wednesdays with Melissa. Sure.
I think we could do a WASA business thing on it.
Yeah. You
know, ooh,
Mondays with Melissa. You know? Yeah. Anything. Yes. Bring
but
her
I
back.
Think there's a lot of, as you guys know, like that's been totally fumbled. That, you know, purchase and,
And
how it was executed.
Yep.
And,
disaster.
I think, you know.
No disrespect to anybody that's still there.
No.
You know, no. Yeah.
Absolutely
yeah.
not disrespect
yeah.
anyone
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
It's not, it has nothing to do with them.
No.
But, yeah. I just think there's, you know, never let a good disaster go to waste, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, he's underwater, Byron. He's over leveraged and he's, of course, wanting to sell. He can barely pay his bills.
Yeah.
And, but he's trying to roll it up as part of a network of affiliates or something?
Yeah, I think he's
something?
Trying to sell. There's some discrepancy there. It's like 32 affiliates, maybe he's trying to sell, but 17 of them he is selling to this Gray Media Group.
Oh.
They didn't want WASA, though. They
right.
didn't want our.
Because they own Channel 7, I think. Okay, so they can spin that one off and you can buy it.
Well, that's kind of the plan. So, yeah. I mean, I don't have any experience in broadcasting, so I definitely need to bring in people that, you know, that do.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think there's a, you know, what I was saying, like, I think we could do like a 10-minute podcast that's like weather, three big news events, something funny.
Yeah.
You know, and then do like a TikTok, same thing, maybe more younger audience focused. So not necessarily the same 10-minute little quick thing.
Okay.
But I think, you know, then you can, you know, you can have your podcast with your coffee in your car on the way to work. It's 10 minutes. You can.
People are going to hear this and they're going to think you're nuts.
Yeah. Well, and I am a little nuts.
You got to be a little nuts.
And you know what? Here's a guy that started. He bought a damn dock company.
That's true.
Yeah. Worked out. He doubled down,
and he quadrupled the business.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't doubt Owen Jones.
No.
So I you have a call actually scheduled with.
Yeah. So I actually had
Byron Allen or.
So my next call is with Byron.
Okay.
So I talked to his representative this morning actually. Yeah. Okay. So we're working on what this might look like. And
well, don't tell him that you know Paul and Ryan from the Wausau Business Show.
Yeah, we're probably not on his
well,
good
what
list.
Might
yeah.
be cool is to like get the city to rally a little, like get some people that are like, yeah, let's fix this.
Yeah, for sure.
I think there could be a cool opportunity to like kind of bring in the, you know, lasso this thing in with a bunch of hometown people that are like, let's fix it and do something cool and different. And I mean, I think we could do something really cool from a design perspective. So I was kind of telling you this, Ryan, but my thought was like, why don't we lean into like the kitschiness of Wisconsin and do like that 70s show kind of vibe?
Sure. You know,
wood paneling and like sort of
like
lean into
Ron
it.
Burton,
yeah.
like kind
yeah,
of Ron
a little
Burgundy.
Bit, a little bit like that. Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, you could bring in some like, you know, techie stuff like LED walls that are matte finish that you can do on, you know.
Well, the brandings of all of your companies that I've seen is phenomenal. So he's got a clear design eye. He's got a clear marketing talent and he's got a passion for business and entrepreneurship in Wausau. Have you ever thought about partnering with like Wisconsin River Partners and your private equity, you know,
group,
local private equity juggernaut?
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm friends with Kevin and Jim.
Hey, guys.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. I do think there's something there, you know, in the future.
Yeah.
They
said it was a possibility when they were in.
Yeah, they did.
So we got to get around a big table. And do you have a price? Like, is there a price range in mind that Byron is looking to sell it for?
We don't have a price yet. Mm. We have some idea of like the EBITDA multiplier they'd be looking for.
What is the EBITDA multiplier?
So they, you know, and this is his representative. So we'll take it with a grain of salt. He said 8 to 10, which seems high.
Okay.
So I went to him, you know, and I don't really pull punches. So I was just like, well, here's the thing. Like, I know because they're like, normally we evaluate it on trailing 2 years because of election cycles.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because I said, well, that makes total sense.
Boom years.
But I'm like, in this case, you need to evaluate it trailing 3 years. And he was like, well, why? And I said, because you have to go back to a year that wasn't an election year and show how much it's dropped.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the story.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so it's easy to go trailing 2 years from now and say, oh, last year was an election year. They had a record year.
Right.
Of course they did.
Right. Yeah.
And it went down this year, but that's because it's not an election year.
Yeah.
But it's like, well, how much did it go down relative to 23?
Yeah. Yeah. You know? I see what you're saying.
And
yeah.
So that's
apples
where,
to apples.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. We heard, you know, in no uncertain terms that they did, you know, the bottom line of WAOW was fine when they fired all those people. And the only reason they did that was because they needed to cut costs to pay Disney or something like that. But yeah.
Right.
Really a sad story. And hopefully you can take it out and rise like the Phoenix.
I'll get you guys to help me.
Well, you're also looking for investors, I take it, right?
I probably will be.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
See.
Well, when are we going to know? You'll have to like call
I
back
I should
in?
Know. You know, he's talking to Byron now. So I should know. I think I'll know this week.
Whether or not you have a legitimate opportunity to pull some people together to make a run at it.
Correct.
Yeah. And most importantly, bring Melissa Langman back.
Exactly.
Oh, well, Owen Jones, thanks for coming in. Come back in and give us an update, will you?
Yeah, we got to hear it.
All right. Absolutely. Owen Jones of the Wausau Business Show. Breaking WAOW news. Good luck with that, seriously.
Sleepwalking through sunlight, no sense of direction in between this constant reverie. And everybody's just daydreaming of another life where we are all awake. Oh, can't you see?
This is the
Wausau Business Show.
The Wausau Business Show.
With Ryan and Paul.
Ryan Gallagher and Paul Grinsell.
The Wausau Business Show.
For over 130 years, Ameriprise Financial has helped millions of Americans retire on their terms by providing advice for their unique goals. Stop in today at Strongbridge Wealth Advisors, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Advisors, LLC, and develop a customized plan for your retirement. Call Strongbridge Wealth at 715-849-3697. Office is located at 2711 Stewart Avenue, Wausau, Wisconsin. Visit us online at strongbw.com. Not FDIC or NCUA insured. No financial institution guarantee. May lose value. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Hello, my name is Maureen Carlson of Greenfire Management Services. Greenfire is a trusted local commercial construction manager. Greenfire provides detailed and innovative services so you can focus on growing your business. We're all about helping companies and communities thrive, so Greenfire is pleased to sponsor the Friend of a Friend competition to support the continual growth of Central Wisconsin. Contact us today to discuss your next construction project. Learn more at greenfire.com. That's greenfire.com.
Welcome to the heartbeat of Wausau.
The Wausau Business Show.
Wausau, Wausau. It's all Wausau.
All the time.
The Wausau Business Show is open for business. I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
Executive Director from the Marathon County Historical Society, Blake Opal Wahusky.
Wahusky.
Is here. Please welcome Blake.
Hey, Blake.
Thanks for having me.
Welcome in.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but this was your dream job.
Yes, it was. I always loved history. Being a Wausau native, always been very invested in Marathon County history. So this is a dream job. Happy to have it.
It's working out okay then.
Absolutely love
it. Good for you.
Because you were working at the River District prior to this, right?
Yeah. Before coming over to the Historic Society, I was over at the River District for about 8.5 years.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, it's all about historic preservation with that organization along with economic development. But history was always my passion with that organization. So now I get to do that full time.
Yeah. Congratulations on the new gig. Well, it's not new anymore. You've been there a couple of years already.
Yeah, did my first lap around the sun and then a few months.
Yeah, okay. And during your first year, you were responsible for, how did that work? Recruiting money for the expansion that you just announced?
Yeah, so I got to continue on that work of our capital campaign. So we finished up our first round, the first appeal of that capital campaign for the Archive Center, which I'm sure we'll be talking about here. And then now we are prepping for our second capital campaign appeal, which will be going towards the renovations of the Woodson History Center.
Okay, but John and Carolyn Sonnentag put up quite a bit of money for this expansion, did they not?
They did. Extremely generous lead donors for that project.
Generous people, those Sonnentags.
Yes.
What did they pony off, if you don't mind me asking? I mean, it's public record, right?
Well, I don't know.
It is now.
You guys are a 501c3.
They're lead donors. Right? Yeah. But they did contribute a great sum, so they do have the naming rights on that building.
Wow, cool.
So their legacy will definitely continue for years to come with that building.
And what motivated them to want to give specifically to this organization?
Well, I think, you know, them and a lot of our donors see the need for preserving the history of our local history.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Our local community here.
And we're going to get into your contest here coming up. Blake's top three historical facts about Marathon County.
I love contests.
Oh, yeah.
Fun.
Yep.
But yeah, they wanted to preserve it. And what else? I mean, what did they say when they brought the big check over?
Yeah. You know, so they see the full vision of it. Over the last 70 plus years, we've been around since 1954. And since that time, we've been collecting. We have no space anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So for us to continue collecting and preserving our history, we need the space to make it happen. And they saw the hurdle that we have, and they have the vision, of course, them being developers and having their business background, they see the full vision of this project.
So what is the vision? I mean, I saw the comps of what this is going to look like, but how many square feet is the expansion?
It is massive. So it's going to be a construction of a whole separate building just north of our current headquarters at the Woodson History Center, just a half block north off of North 3rd Street. And it's 38,000 square feet of intentional built space as an archive center. So that means it is climate controlled. There is no window, so we don't have to worry about UV pollution in that space. There's even a special room that is essentially like a walk-in cooler, if you will, for materials that are a little bit more vulnerable, like our old films from the 1920s. I mean, we have films from the D.C. Evers family up on Highland Park Boulevard, old family films from the 20s.
Well, I know, and you even have a film of when Martin Luther King came to Marathon Park, I remember.
Yeah,
and
there's audio recordings that the university has.
That's
but
wild.
Yeah, and yes, that's all stuff that we get to preserve for generations to come.
Preserve and curate it, right?
Exactly.
Because things are coming in and out of storage to show the public. Is that how that works? Different?
Yeah, so this archive center really stabilizes all these artifacts. So that way, in future generations, this is really designed for the next 50 plus years.
Wow.
But we are able to pull things from our archives and our artifact collections to then bring into our exhibits. But then also when we do programming or special events, we're able to tap into that and bring these items out. A good example of this was recently we're doing the downtown old fashioned tour, and I was able to bring out actual China service from Hotel Wausau with the monograms on it from the 1920s.
Oh, cool.
I was able to bring out an old rubber firefighter's coat from the fire in the 1930s that took out a lot of the 400 block of 3rd Street.
Wow. Mm.
So it's like all these things that have a direct tangible connection to our past that we're able to bring out for the public to see.
Is it true that Liberace stayed at the Hotel Wausau?
I'm not sure about that one.
Okay.
We're working on substantiating that a little bit.
Are he performed there or something?
It was rumored that his stage name, well, in Wausau,
the rumor
goes.
Yeah.
His stage name was Busta Keys when he was in town here.
That's where Busta Rhyme got his name from.
Right,
Liberace.
Right.
He copied Liberace.
Yeah. I guess rumor also says he had an affair with a Green Bay Packer player while he was in town.
Oh,
too. But Liberace was known for stretching the truth a little bit.
Sure.
Cool.
He leaned into it.
So 38,000 new square feet is going to be added on to the Historical Society building.
Correct. Yeah, we're creating a whole history campus here. So we'll have a whole new building that will shift all of our archives and artifacts over. And then the beautiful thing is, because all that's pretty much housed within the Woodson History Center now, we get to reimagine that Woodson History Center, how that space can better benefit the community.
So right now it's busting at the seams with all this stuff.
We have no more space.
You guys are pack rats.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what's the difference between the Woodson History Center and the Marathon County Historical Society?
It's all under the same umbrella. So all together, we are the Marathon County Historical Society. Under that, we have the Yawkey House Museum.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we have the Woodson History Center. And now we'll have the John and Carolyn Sonnentag Archive Center.
A lot going on.
Jeez.
A lot going on. So it's going to be a full-on history campus here in downtown Wausau.
And the whole thing is getting a facelift.
Correct. Yep.
What's getting put into that total? When all is said and done,
what's
all
the
capital?
Project like this cost?
Right.
Yeah. So I think all in all, I think we're looking at north of $9 million for the Archive Center alone. And then we're looking for an additional $3.54 million for the renovation of the Woodson History Center.
So 11 or 12 million bucks is sticking into our history here in Marathon County and Wausau.
Exactly.
And we're serious about it.
That is cool. Yeah. Well, we've got a lot to celebrate.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it. And when's it supposed to be complete?
So we are looking at spring to summer of next year for completion of the Archive Center. Then we'll be doing the phased process of moving all of our artifacts and archives over to the new building. And then during that same time, we'll be doing a study of the Woodson History Center and getting some of our renovation plans together so we can do our second appeal.
And what is the most interesting or your favorite historical piece that exists in there?
Oh gosh, that is too hard to narrow it down to one.
Can't pick just one.
Oh yeah.
I get
it. Like choosing your favorite child.
Right.
You know, there's so many iconic things in there. There's a lot of things that really represent our community in Marathon County. We're on radio right now. We're talking about media. So I think relevant would be, we have Sir Seven, the mascot for Channel 7.
Oh.
The original coat of arms.
Was that Dick Dudley that came up with that?
Yeah, Sir Seven.
I love that. Sir Seven.
The Dudley Tower. Mr. Dick Dudley came up with that guy for Channel 7. Yeah, wow. Yeah, that's
we
wild.
Ran into him one time.
Okay. Oh, okay. So you got to sit in there where? In the lobby?
He's hanging out back in the artifacts area right now. But
so people can have memberships to the Marathon County Historical Society? How does that work?
Correct. Yeah. So, you know, a great way to always get involved with the Historical Society is through our memberships. Members get special perks, special events, and they also get discounts on our rentals and gift shop sales.
Okay.
And it's just a great way for them to be supporters of the history of Marathon County.
But that's not where all the big donations are coming from for the expansion. Those are separate, right?
Correct. Assuming? Yes.
Okay. What's something else besides the Channel 7 guy that you take a lot of pride in?
You know, I think one of the things that kind of tipped us over the threshold and expressed the need for us to have this building, we took in one of the very last single operator telephone switches from Mosinee. And that was really the last big item we were able to bring in. And that was a few years ago. And it just kind of harkens back to a time, you know, especially technology, the evolution of technology and looking how that's changed over the years. And the fact that someone actually sat at that switchboard and manned the telephone.
My mom did that.
No way.
A job of hers, yeah, back in like the 50s.
She unplugged a telephone wire
she connected
and
connected it. Yeah.
I need number 42, please.
I got to take her to see it.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Come on
by.
That'd
be cool. Heard that, mom? Come on by.
That's cool. But you guys do a lot of historical tours, genealogy stuff, presentations, and workshops. Tell people that might think, okay, well, geez, they're sticking $12 million into preserving a Marathon County history. How much history could there possibly be? And why do we need to preserve this all? Why is this important?
Yeah. So, you know, history is the thing that ties us all together. I've always been a huge advocate for the need and the education of history, because without knowing the context of the past, of how we got to the present, how are we supposed to responsibly make decisions going forward?
Yeah.
We need to make sure we're not repeating the same mistakes over and over and over again, and also learn from what has happened in the past. Not only that, but when we have new people coming to the community, it's great to know the context, especially when you're coming into a community for the first time, of what has happened before. For and how we got here.
A lot of amazing history. Okay, well, let's ask you a quick question about history. Speaking of, it's Artrageous Weekend.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
How and why did Artrageous Weekend start?
Oh, I you know, I have a piece of that answer for you.
We'll take a piece.
Without
take
doing
a slice
some research
for
you. So Festival of the Arts, that's been around for a long time. And Festival of Arts is one of the organizations that's under the Artrageous Weekend umbrella, if you will.
Yeah.
That actually started way back in the day. And that was actually one of our executive directors, Ed Schoenberg, who was a very prolific artist in the Wausau community. If you remember down by where there's a kayak statue now, there used to be, I'm blanking on the name for it, but it was with all the telephone poles. I think it was called the Pinery.
Okay. Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. So he was responsible for that piece.
Cool.
But the first Festival of Arts was actually hosted at the Yawkey House Museum and Yawkey Park for a number of years before they moved over to Marathon Park and then coming back to downtown Wausau.
Yeah. And they take over the streets.
Brings tens of thousands of people to downtown Wausau.
It's
amazing.
It's outrageous. Yeah.
and the Lee Yawkeys and the Woodsons, I mean, what iconic families in, they got their names on everything and they've, obviously their legacy lives on, but they donated the house that you're in?
Yep. 1954, they donated the Yawkey House to us. I mean, talk about champions of arts and culture between the History Museum and the Art Museum. I mean, they are true champions for culture here in central Wisconsin.
Yeah.
You know, not just Wausau, it is central Wisconsin. And this year marks the 50th anniversary of the Birds and Art exhibit going going on. So
Wow, they
got a lot of special things planned this year.
How big is that house that you're in?
It is 8,100 square feet.
Yeah, it's a pretty big one. That's what I thought.
Massive. It is the most historically intact estate in the city of Wausau.
1914, cool. It was built. It was built in 1914 for the Yaki's daughter, Lee, and her husband. This is the one we always have a hard time pronouncing. Achimande.
I think you nailed it.
Remember?
I struggle with the two. It's just AP to me.
Yeah. Remember last year?
Yeah.
And somebody's husband married the other person's wife? Or how does that story go again?
Yeah, there's something going on there.
Yeah. So you're referring to the Woodson House that our headquarters are in. That was completed in 1914 there. So yes, Lee, the daughter of Cyrus and Alice, did marry AP Woodson there. And then they together had a son and three daughters.
Charming.
Exactly. So, you know, these both organizations are all connected. These are multi-generation houses. So we have the parents' house, which is the Yaki House Museum. The daughter's house is the Woodson History Center. And then the granddaughter's house is the art museum.
So how do you receive things in? How do you get things into the, you know, library or the artifacts and exhibits? How does things come into the museum?
I would say about 95% of the items coming in are donations. In fact, the family themselves are still donating things to us. Last year, we had an amazing Haviland China set donated to us from the Woodson family, which dates back to turn of the century.
Imagine the meals that were eaten and the stories that were told over that China.
No kidding. Is the History Center like kid friendly? Can I bring my kids over?
Oh yeah, it's totally 100% kid friendly. We actually have a kid space right now, and with the renovations of the Woodson History Center on the future, that's actually one of the things we're looking at. So doing an intentional built kids discovery room.
They'd love it.
Yeah. What do they do? What kind of things do the kids do in there?
You know, it's going to be full of STEM and STEAM focused activities for them to really complement our partners up at the art museum and then also the Children's Imaginarium right down here. So really just kind of bookending that and being able to make history accessible for kids.
So if we have people coming in to town that, you know, we might be like recruiting from a different area or something like that, and we bring them to the Historical Society and the Woodson Center, what can we expect to see and what kind of stories should they expect to learn about?
Of course, you know, so we always have our permanent, semi-permanent exhibit called Our Stories, the Story of Marathon County. So that will always be there for folks as they're visiting the area. And it does a great job of really capturing from the beginning, the fruitions with Indigenous folks all the way to how we got here today. And we do update that periodically. And then we do have exhibit halls that are updated every couple years. But of course, with the renovations on the docket, that's another thing we're looking at is how we can expand the exhibit halls and have more short-term exhibits that we can switch over on a more regular basis.
So like history of the businesses of Wausau and artifacts of different things that happened over time. And
exactly. I mean, right now on display, we have Ainchi Suite, which is about 1920s and the women in Marathon County during the 1920s.
The Roaring Twenties.
The Roaring Twenties. Yeah. That's the theme going on right now.
Cool.
So we have that whole thing going on right now. But then upstairs, we have 1920s exhibit called Lost, Rebellion, and Prosperity. And it's talking all about, of course, the Prohibition era, but then also the boom of business.
Okay. The Roaring Twenties after that.
Huge.
What about like trophies or, you know, gold records or things like that? I mean, do people donate those types of things that we can go look at? Like what?
Yeah, we do have a bunch of them. A lot of athletic trophies we do have. Actually, right now, Ainchi Suite, we do have a figure skating trophy that's on display right now. But you name it, we have it at the Historical Society. We
like Dave Craig's awards from when he was in the NFL or anything like that?
Well, if they're ever willing to make a donation, heck yeah.
Okay.
I'll donate a most improved player from 1996 soccer. Yes. You want it?
That's if you got the provenance.
Yeah, maybe I don't. I don't know.
What about like, things like
aircraft?
What about aircraft and their records from selling so many, their awards from selling so many records from Billboard or whatever?
I would have to check in. You know, we hire the professionals to do a lot of that stuff for us. So I don't know off the top of my head about aircraft there, but I'm sure we probably do have something as far as posters advertising them in the area. If it was published, we probably do have it.
What about like the first dollar that Art and Rick made off of East Bay, for example? Do you have that?
Ooh. Oh my gosh. We do not, but I want that.
Okay.
Good idea.
So if anybody wants to donate and they're listening and they know somebody that knows somebody that has a cool artifact that they, you know, because I think one of the coolest things about what you guys do, you know, it doesn't need to stay in your family in somebody's living room. It can be on display at the Marathon County Historical Society and be preserved for generations to come, rather than winding up in somebody's garage in a couple of years after they die.
Or a couple generations.
Yeah, yeah, right.
That's exactly it. These are one-of-a-kind items. So yeah. If it has anything to do with our history, we definitely want it.
And, you know, we joked about like people taking stuff to Goodwill and St. Vinny's and things like that. But do you ever find that people just come across stuff in a garage sale and it's like, oh my God, the Marathon County Historical Society needs this?
Yeah, we have, in fact. So, you know, even a lot of folks, after, unfortunately, parents pass away, something of that nature, you know, they're coming up on different boxes and they just stumble on in and they happen to have a treasure for us. So, you know, it doesn't hurt to bring it on by and just have us look through it. You know, our staff is amazing. They are trained professionals in this area of preserving artifacts and archives. So come on in, make an appointment with them, and they're more than willing to put their eyes on your artifacts.
What's the coolest thing that's ever been exported out of Wausau? Whether it be a business idea or a business product or things like that, would you say?
Oh, gosh, that's a good one, Ryan.
Obviously, Wausau Insurance, and we talked about that, but...
You know, I really don't think it's a tangible item. I think it's really kind of the Wausau spirit. I think the Wausau spirit has a lot of entrepreneurship behind it.
Yeah.
And I think we've seen that through the decades and through the generations, that we have these homegrown businesses that go on to do bigger and better things and become nationwide companies.
Yeah, a long history of that here.
Green Heck's first fan, for example. Do you have that?
No, but
Blake, come on, man.
No, we just have no space, Ryan. That's why we're getting an archive center.
And those fans are huge, man.
County Materials. First brick of concrete.
Right.
Yes, that'd be awesome.
You don't know? You don't have that?
Speaking of the Sonotox, can you hook us up?
The first piece of Colby cheese. Is Colby in Marathon County?
No.
Okay. Never mind. We don't want that. Right? We don't want that anyway.
But we'll have room for more items to come.
All right.
You ever turn anything down? You know, someone brings something to you and you're like, it's not a good fit.
We do. You know,
sorry.
Take it to Goodwill.
We're closed.
You know, of course, we got limited space, so we have to be selective.
Yeah.
And even though it may hold significance to a certain person or a certain place in their heart, we really have to make sure that there is a provenance. If for anyone who's watched Antique Roadshow, you know, you got to have that provenance. It's all about the provenance. So some sort of connection to Marathon County, whether it be a certain place, an influential person, or someone who had a huge impact in the community.
Yeah, got it. Provenance, Paul.
Yeah, provenance.
Yeah. You know what that means, right?
I watched that antique show on PBS.
Provenance?
I know what it means.
You got to have the provenance. That's like cojones. I don't know. What is provenance? It sounds like very French. What does that mean? What's the definition?
So like the direct connection. So you have something to substantiate or back up that the artifact came from a specific place or person.
Okay, like a certain... certificates or something.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes. I like the word provenance better,
authenticity.
Though.
It's your receipt.
And if you don't have that, it can go to St. Vinny's.
Yeah, right. Don't need it somewhere else.
Okay, Blake, you got Blake's top three historical society facts.
Yeah.
Is this what we're doing?
Yeah,
okay.
Let's do it.
Okay. Let's start at number three.
Number three.
Okay.
All right.
Blake's favorites. Here we go.
So, of course, this is the Wausau Business Show, so this is Wausau-centric. So, starting with number three, I just want to chat about the famous people that have visited Wausau over time.
Okay.
So JFK came here in 1960 when he was campaigning for president.
Well, that worked out well for him.
Yeah.
In the short term.
Right.
He got elected, is my point.
3 years.
Yeah. He gave a speech at downtown airport when he flew in, and then he also gave a speech at the Landmark and actually stayed overnight in that hotel when it was Hotel Wausau.
I didn't know that. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey.
Wow. That's Blake's.
Hard to beat that.
This is Blake's top three Marathon County Historical Society facts.
And we're coming in on number two right now.
Yeah. Number two.
And the rumor was about Liberace, but that's not been provenanced.
Not been provenanced, yeah.
Whatever.
Provenance or whatever it is. We learn new words on this show.
No provenance to back that up. Well, Liberace. Okay, number two.
Number two. So one of the businesses that really put Wausau on the map.
Wausau Insurance.
Yes. So founded in 1911, expanded through the 1920s and 40s before, of course, we knew the Wausau story.
Yeah.
That really put them on the map with the Saturday Journal and then 60 Minutes.
60 Minutes.
Yep.
60 Minutes credits Wausau Insurance for their success. They wouldn't be around today if it wasn't for Wausau Insurance.
And they've been on for 60 years or whatever.
Yeah, generations.
Sure. One of the first advertisers on 60 Minutes.
Right.
Yeah. Didn't Wausau Insurance launch workers' compensation, the concept? concept of it?
So they actually were able to build off of that. So that was a state legislation that passed, and they were one of the first companies to
sell it.
To sell it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
And take advantage of that in 1911.
So otherwise, you'd work for a construction company, you'd break your leg, and you'd
tough
be on
luck.
Your own. Good,
yeah.
good luck.
Yep. Yeah.
No workers' comp. Okay, and number one.
Cool.
Number one most interesting factoid about Marathon County, brought to you by Blake Opal
Wahusky.
The executive director for the Marathon County Historical Society. Number one.
Drum roll, please.
Blake, sorry, we're out of time. We got to have it come back next week.
Oh,
we're out of time.
Blake.
We got to have you come back next week. Would you come back next week and do it?
We'll
number
do it.
One.
We need you back.
Okay. Yeah, would you do
back.
It?
Yeah,
we'll
sure.
We got to have
it.
Number one next week.
I can't wait.
Will you help us close the show?
Perfect.
We only have a little bit of time left.
Okay.
Until next week with Blake back for number one.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear it.
From high atop Rib Mountain.
Yep.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
He's Blake. And this has been a Wausau Business Show transmission.
The end.
Yeah, Blake, see you next week.
Yeah.
Awesome. Cliffhanger.
Well, I've got a lot of sticks and stones, and a blade that'll cut you to the bone. But if you're doing what you love and it kills you, well, you can live with that all day long. So if you got a fire, don't lose it. If you got a do or die dream, do it. If you got something to prove, go on and prove it. Don't let nobody clip your wings. Keep your head down, keep on the blinders. Tune out the doubters and all the closed minders. If it's in your blood, falling down ain't enough to change who you were born to be. Getting back up, that's the only backup plan you need.
This has been a Wausau Business Show transmission. All rights reserved 2025.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.